The humanitarian situation is really critical. The most important thing is the management of casualties and injuries. This remains the most pressing need, especially in the south. Hospitals are overwhelmed with casualties. There is a need for additional medical and surgical staff, doctors. In addition, health facilities are reporting critical shortages of life-saving medicines, trauma care, surgical and medical supplies in order to cope with the influx of injuries.
Do you have any numbers on how many people there are that need help?
Numbers of injured and dead people can vary because not all injured people are reporting to hospitals. Some of the communities prefer to treat their injured at home. So if there is a case of death, they bury their dead without reporting it as well. But the latest information we have shows that we have more than 736 deaths and more than 2,720 people injured. But these numbers are can give you an idea about death and injuries, but are not 100% accurate because there are some communities that don't report death and injuries to hospitals.
And I understand that 100,000 people may have been displaced since March by this fighting. Are you doing anything for those displaced people?
We are working with the ministries of health in order first to respond to their health needs. What's critical for us is that among the displaced communities, communicable diseases are prevented. That's why we have more than 65 people working in the field in order to monitor the health situation. They ask about the most recent diseases among this kind of communities in order to make sure that there are no communicable diseases. But the situation is really critical. The problem is not only the availability of health staff and medicines and medical supplies. The problem is access. Why? Because you have the medication, but because of insecurity, because of many checkpoints, you cannot sometimes deliver the life-saving medicine to health facilities. In order to find solution, WHO is working with the Ministry of Health, with many partners, to find access, if not by road, by sea. Recently, we sent a boat from Aden to Al Mukalla in order to deliver medicines and to evacuate injured. So the most important thing really is access for the patient to be able to be treated if they are injured, if they are sick, access as well for mothers who are pregnant, for people who have chronic diseases such as asthma or any kind of chronic diseases, because those people are suffering as well, in particular because they need their medication no matter what, if the war has ended.
How well is World Health Organization holding up to all this strain and stress on the organization?
It's definitely a complicated situation because you know the need, because of access, you cannot arrive anywhere. You try to find alternatives. We are lucky because we work with many partners, including NGOs or UN partners or the Ministry of Health, in order to strengthen the health partners inside the country. So we are able to send supplies to partners who have access in this area, or we can send supplies from outside the country. Recently, we delivered 17 tons of life-saving medicines from Dubai to Yemen. Those 7 tons of medical supplies and medicine are enough to treat 40,000 people. But again, I repeat, the most urgent thing is really access, because you have the needs, you have the supplies, but in most of the cases, sometimes you are not able to deliver these supplies to the remote areas because of insecurities and many checkpoints.